If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Hi, I'm Paul Listick, and welcome to Behind the Curtain.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to Paul Listick, Behind the Curtain. For those of you who watch me on WGN-TV, you know my world is politics, but here in the podcast, I get to talk about the arts and other sorts of interesting things that Chicago should be interested in. And today we're talking about something that, hey, it's been gone for a while, but it's coming back. Coming to Chicago is this year's Expo Chicago, April 7th through 10th, and you definitely want to see this. We're going to explain all about it, and joining me now is Tony Carman, and he is the president and director for Expo Chicago. He's the man who knows everything there is to know. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Well, that's a pretty big lead. Thank you, Paul. I'm really grateful to have the time to speak with you.
Well, yeah, and I should say that while you are the president and director of this, this is not your first rodeo, because you've worked with, I know your name from the League of Chicago Theaters. I know you've worked with the auditorium where I'm active. So you've got lots of different entities that you have worked with that has taken you to Expo Chicago.
Yeah, you know, I'm a longtime, very proud Chicagoan. I moved here in 1982, worked with an art fair back then, worked at those organizations that you mentioned, and have had a great 40-year career here in our city. And it's nice to have, nice to be in a place where we can renew Expo Chicago after this 2.5-year pandemic wait back to the calendar this April.
And in fact, I was saying it's interesting because as I look through sort of the promotional materials about Expo Chicago, which is April 7th to 10th over at Navy Pier, but it's interesting, it says for the 9th edition, and as I'm trying to do the math, I'm thinking, oh, that's because the 2 years you weren't able to do it, we would be at 11 right now, right, or something like that.
We sure would. Those 2 years definitely have been quite the journey to get to this place. But our 9th edition would have been September of 2020, and we were every September until now. Our new dates will be April, and we'll stay in April. And, you know, I'm really pleased to be able to welcome the world to our great city very soon.
So let's talk about what Expo Chicago is, because here's what it's not. This is not one of those things where you come and you see a bunch of artwork and you say, oh, that's really lovely. I wish I could own it, but I can't, so I'm going to go home now. This is one where you can bring your credit card and your checkbook.
You sure can. I mean, we have 140 galleries from 25 countries, 65 international cities, and we'll probably have 3,000 artists represented with much more work than those numbers, and all of the work will be available, anywhere from, I'm sure, a couple of $100 to several $1 million if your checkbook allows you. But, the best thing about this is you really get to explore what's happening in contemporary art today. These are our leading artists around the world. And, you know, I think that the best part about this experience is exactly that. You get to view, you get to purchase if that's the case, you get to find out what you like or don't like, but more importantly, be in a discussion. And I think that that's, in addition to the artwork, we have discussions. We have many panels that are public that are going to be of interest with artists and arts professionals, NFTs, et cetera. So, you know, there's a lot to do out at Navy Pier this April.
Well, that's interesting. You just said NFTs. That, I hadn't thought about, but that's going to be more educational. There's obviously, we can't be selling NFTs. Or is there a way of somebody like this exhibiting and selling NFTs at this event?
Oh, I'm sure there will be. I mean, it's, most of that is done on site through a QR code, and I am sure there will be opportunities presented for individuals to acquire. I think that that's, we can't run from this digital world, and, you know, there's a lot of energy around that portion of the art world. But, you know, outside of that, there's extraordinary two-dimensional and three-dimensional artwork that you'll be able to see.
So we're not going to get into a long discussion of this, but just for people listening to us who said, I just still don't understand NFTs, can we just do the 30-second, here's what an NFT is?
Boy, I guess I too am going to school on all of that, but it's utilizing blockchain for artwork or images or content, and you can acquire or own a piece of artwork and share that ownership with many individuals. And I think that it's all connected to blockchain. It's you use currency, cryptocurrencies like Ethereum, et cetera, to purchase. But, you know, again, that's my best basic information. But I encourage everyone to come out to Navy Pier and actually see artwork in person as well.
That's right. And so that we're done with NFTs. I just wanted to, I didn't want to leave it undefined. So we've done that.
That's okay.
And the other thing is that I think was important. So here's what it's not. It's unless I'm wrong, but I don't think there's no antique dealers here, right? We're not buying Picassos and Chagalls. We're seeing more modern contemporary art.
You are absolutely spot on. Exactly that. You'll see post-war art, you know, you will see, which could be considered historic, more modern, but most of the work that you will see is done by contemporary artists and works today. And I think that that's critical, because this is, you know, there's going to be work that's going to provoke lots of emotions, and, you know, some things that I'm sure will be challenging as well as beautiful. And that's that too is part of, you know, the reason for the visit and the opportunity to acquire.
So the people who come there, we're going to be seeing galleries and gallery owners and such, but is this one of those where are a lot of artists present, or maybe there'll be a schedule saying here's where you can meet certain artists?
Yeah, I mean, our Dialogues program features a number of artists and a full schedule. It's on our website. But there are many galleries that encourage their artists to attend, and that's a wonderful treat. It's hard to schedule, but it's a good question to ask the dealers when you enter into their booth. You know, is the artist present? Many times the artists do attend. Many times the artists actually don't like to attend. But, you know, it's a good question to ask many of the exhibitors that are in the fair, because you might get the answer that you are looking for and actually have a chance to speak with a creator.
And so it's always good to do something new. Of course, what's new is the fact that you're even doing this year when you're back. But there is something new this year. I don't think you've done this before, and it's something that's being called the Director's Initiative. And I think we're talking about museum directors here. So talk to me about that event and who can attend, and is it public or is it really just for, you know, fellow museum directors and curators and such?
It's a great question. The Director's Summit is an extension of core programming that we are proud to offer. And what we've done this year is created this summit for a series of two talks between eight museum directors. They are public, so anyone attending the art fair will be able to attend these public talks. But these two panels are really geared to allow these museum directors, and many of them are mid-career or younger museum directors, to speak about many of the challenges that museums are facing today. Issues as in staffing or many current issues that we have all been facing as it relates
to, and I imagine, by the way, diversity, inclusion, those kinds of issues.
Exactly. And, you know, those are important issues to address. And I think it's going to be illuminating for patrons to actually listen to how professionals are responding to these issues and making changes for their cultural institutions in their respective cities. And I think that that's important. There'll be important lessons for all of us to glean.
And I know you've got directors, you said, you know, eight of them coming from different places. I know there's some Michigan and in Kalamazoo and such, but you also include somebody from the Obama Foundation. Now, you know, that's, of course, new and developing. Talk about the role of that person, because, of course, I mean, I don't know that we're seeing it as the art gallery exhibit, but maybe that's part of it.
Oh, it is. I think that there's no question. Both President and First Lady Michelle Obama are art collectors. You saw their images presented at the Art Institute recently. But there is no question that the Obama Foundation and the upcoming building will be featuring artwork and featuring artists, both visual artists or performing artists or many of the arts. And I think that I think we all anticipate that that structure and the programming associated with that structure is going to be impactful in Chicago and impactful for many communities, not just where it's sited, but throughout the whole region.
And something else I've read about, but I think this is new as well, and it's, I don't think it's part of the director's event, but something that you're calling a territorial forum. Talk to me about that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We have been really spearheading, making sure that there's curators from around the country and the world that are invited to Chicago for a whole back-end symposium, as well as our talks, public talks at the fair. And why that's important is for many of the participating art dealers, we want them to engage with an international curators, because ultimately that too is of interest to them. And by us convening a curatorial forum, we actually can ensure that, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 plus international art curators from institutions around the world are in our city. That's of great value for the participating exhibitors. That's of great value to our local institutions, because they are going to be exploring our institutions in Chicago, and great value to our galleries and our artists. So it's a wonderful two-way street.
So obviously the folks who are well-to-do, as you said, who've got $8 million in their checking account, or they've got that unlimited credit card amount, good for them, and I hope they buy lots of stuff. I'm sure they will. But imagine somebody listening to us, because, you know, podcasts tend to skew young sometimes, right? So imagine we've got some students, some young people who say, gee, that's lovely, but it's all I can do to get a cup of coffee at Starbucks. So why should I, that young student who's, you know, just starting out, maybe studying art, though, why should I come to Expo Chicago?
You know, I used to say to many of the local schools here, it's important that the fair takes place, or Expo Chicago takes place, because in Navy Pier will be a snapshot of what's happening in contemporary art today. So if you wanted to explore galleries from South Africa or Europe or Asia, they're here. Or South America, that's a wonderful opportunity. You don't have to travel to those cities. You actually could go to Navy Pier and explore those cultures. But outside of that, there will be books and editions and lots of items that will be acquirable for both a cup of coffee or, you know, several million dollars. But I actually think, in addition to the programming, you will find works out there, and you will find something to take home. I'm convinced of it.
So if we go there, and of course, if we can pay for parking, then we can probably afford the artwork. That's just a joke. But if we park at Navy Pier, talk about the layout. Is it all in one part of Navy Pier? I know you're in a central area. Or, by the way, if we walk through Navy Pier, are we, you know, sort of passing Harry Carey's and then we're enjoying our Garrett, and then there's some art exhibits?
That's a perfect tour, exactly what you outlined. And then you work your way down to Festival Hall. We occupy all of Festival Hall, 170,000 square feet of space. So bring your walking shoes, especially at Expo Chicago, because there is a lot to see. But we take over most of or all of Festival Hall, and then sprinkle a little bit around Navy Pier. We've got great collaborations with that institution, with some sculptures throughout. So, you know, we have a great partnership with Navy Pier. And quite honestly, Paul, Navy Pier was the home for the original art fairs in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, one of the reasons for our success over the last 8 years, or as you did your math, now about 11 years, is because we are on Navy Pier. It's a historic venue and important and critical to our success.
Is there a cost for coming into Festival Hall and going to the exhibit, or is that free?
No, there is a cost to get into Expo Chicago, and the tickets are on sale at expochicago.com. But once in, all of the programming that I mentioned, all of and or you will see on our website is all free. We want to make sure that, you know, it's more than just the experience of seeing the galleries and the artwork, but it's also the programming that goes with it.
And just so I ask questions that I know listeners would ask, it is April 7th through the 10th, so do I pay each day if I keep coming back, or is it one admission gets me through the festival for 3 days?
Actually, there is two options, or are two options. There is a single ticket day or a three-day pass, which allows you to go in and out for those 3 days. And again, that's listed on our ticket page.
And we could buy those on the website without, we're not doing it at the door or anything like that.
Yes, we will have ticket booths on site, but, you know, in this new digital age, it's very easy to purchase the ticket either prior at home or on site with a QR code. So I think it's going to be no long lines. We try to make it as easy as possible.
And the people who are thinking about COVID and all of that, obviously when you started planning this and knowing you could come back, you had more restrictions on you than you do now. So is this just I'm assuming we're not checking for vaccinations, that you can wear a mask if you want to, just do whatever's comfortable for you?
Yeah, you know, boy, that has been a challenge for us as the protocols continue to change. We are still going to require vaccinations, like many of the trade shows that have been even occurring recently here in Chicago. We will also abide by what is both the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois' protocols, and that is mask optional. We encourage our attendees to wear a mask if that's if they are inclined, and maintain safety. And I think that you know, we recognize that things are loosening and have loosened, but obviously we want to maintain a safe environment for everyone. And I'm sure we're all pretty used to a little bit of care.
Absolutely. You know, I want to talk a little bit about just the selection of Navy Pier, and you have talked about that some, but, you know, there'd be some that say, oh, you know, you could be doing this in part of McCormick Place or something, but you're obviously too big for something like the Cultural Center, but I guess my point is, there is something to the atmosphere and the environment of Navy Pier, more so with all due respect, than say a McCormick Place, which might be a little, I don't know, colder of an environment, but yeah. It sounds like to me Navy Pier really is the right place, because there you've got some atmospheric stuff going on.
We sure do. And we also have that history to leverage. Many people know major fairs like Art Basel, Miami Beach, and others that take place in the United States. But prior to many of the fairs that now take place in America, Chicago was the home to the only fair in North and South America for almost 21 years, from 1980 through the early 2000s. And it was at Navy Pier. And so for many of the early days, in the early 80s, actually when I began working, which was then the Chicago International Art Exposition, there were only six international art fairs in the world. So Navy Pier was definitely not renovated back then. And Navy Pier was the sort of this hallowed house for an art fair. And even when it was renovated in the early 90s, Festival Hall, that I talked about earlier, was really conceived to make sure that the art fair was not lost for that venue. So again, there's a real deep connection between Navy Pier and an international art fair here in Chicago.
By the way, people who are thinking of art, we start thinking about pictures on the wall. Of course, there's that. But I'm imagining you've got sculptors. I mean, art takes many different forms, and we'll see all of those forms, contemporary, modern as they may be. But we'll see sculpture and other kinds of things.
You sure will. Two-dimensional, three-dimensional work, NFTs that we talked about, digital work, video, all of that will be definitely presented. And, you know, the best part about the artistic experience is we will probably find materials and presentations that we would have never thought until we have gone out and experienced what an artist can do to create a work that, as I use the word, provokes an experience.
But probably no caricature artist sitting in the corner waiting to paint your picture, right?
I'm going to bet against that one. I'm just going to bet against it.
Kind of knew that answer, but I figured I would ask. And I just let me come back, Tony, just for a personal question to you. Because you have been active in the theater world, and to me, auditorium, it's just a place in and of its own. What took you to the place of saying, these last 11 years, of saying you're really all about these art exhibits? I mean, obviously, art's in your blood, and it's part of who you do, but you're sort of centered in now on this particular event.
Yeah, I mean, I began, I like to say when I moved here in 1982, I really didn't know what I wanted to be when I grow up. And 40 years later, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. But, you know, having worked with that, what was then the Chicago International Art Exposition, and having never missed an international art fair in Chicago, it's been an association that I just could not give up. I learned early on that I was a decent draftsman and painter, but not an artist that wanted to or believed that there was a voice to become an artist. But what I knew early on was that I needed to work within the arts. And you were referencing some of my past. My whole career has been in service, administrative end of the arts in some way. And About 11 years ago, it just dawned on me that it was time to renew a great tradition for the city and hopefully work with our civic and cultural leaders and our galleries and the extraordinary internationally renowned artists that live here and build a kind of fair that represents the city as I'm proud to represent it, and also exports to the world that, you know, there's a lot going on here. If we do our job right, Paul, that means, you know, visitors from all over the country and the world descend on our city during the 4 days of Expo Chicago. And, you know, in addition to them attending the fair, they're exploring our city in every way. And, you know, Chicago has given me a lot, and I'm proud to be a part of its citizenry.
Yeah, in fact, and I'm sure you're working closely with Nick Puglia over at Navy Pier and stuff, but over the years you're doing this for the very reasons you just said. Have you had good support from, in the past, Mayor Emanuel and Mayor Lightfoot? Or do you find the city just kind of providing some assistance to you and encouraging you on?
Yeah, in every way. I think that the support that we receive is critical to what I say is really very much a part of what Chicago is. Not just the old adage, the city that likes to work, but that works. But it's the collaborative nature of Chicago that's unique, and we've benefited greatly from the support of our leaders within the state and the city, as well as many of the institutions that represent Chicago. So, yeah, I'm grateful to be able to have had not just the advice and counsel, but the blessing of many individuals to make this fair as impactful as it can be.
Well, Tony Carman, the president and director for Expo Chicago. I'll use a theater term and say break a leg, which hopefully is a great thing even in this world as well. The event is at Navy Pier and Festival Hall, April 7th through 10th. The website, expochicago.com, and I'll put that on the webpage as well so people will see that. You can get your tickets ahead of time, be ready for this ahead of time, and I hope I run into you there because I'm sure going to check it out. I'm not sure I can afford the top-end paintings, but I'm sure going to look. And I wish you well and congratulations, and I hope this is the first of what will now be many more years to come for Expo Chicago. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, if you want to know more about what we've talked about here, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Paul Lisnek. That's PaulLisnek. And I'd love to hear your comments or topic suggestions for future podcasts. You can also go to my website, paullisnek.tv. And hey, don't forget to hit subscribe on WGN Plus and iTunes. And tune in each week to hear more insider scoop coming to you from behind the curtain.